Morning, Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kaf Zayin, and we're starting on the Amud. Right, we ended off yesterday. Talmud Lomar Obeged. So three lines in Va'abaya Hai Obeged. Just a very very quick summary of where we're at, so we don't get lost completely running around. On Kaf Vav Amud Aleph, at the bottom of the Amud, we started. We said Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar Omer. We brought a brighter there, Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar. That all things that grow on the trees, don't become a tumah. We said 3 by 3 of 3 finger sizes, and you can do it for schach, except for pishtan. Then Abaye said that Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar and Rabbi Shmuel are the same. Right? And that really Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar's makor is Rabbi Shmuel, and that was his makor. Rabbi Shmuel also says from the word beged stam, that beged stam is tzemer ufishtim, and therefore stuff that grow on the trees doesn't become al tumah. And the pasuk that he used there is a pasuk from Nagaim, remember? It's a pasuk from Tzara'at of a beggar, when the beggar has Tzara'at. Then we had, that was Abaya. Then Rava said no. Rava said, if you remember, Rava said no. That is, there is a machlok between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon, and that is with regard to Shlosha al Shlosha Bashar Begadim. That Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar only speaking about 3 by 3 finger sizes, but not when it comes to 3 by 3 tfachim. Right? That was Abaya. That was Rava arguing with Abaya. Then we carried on yesterday, and we tried to understand this whole story. We said there were two mi'utim. And then at the end of the shiur yesterday, we said like this. We said, we came back to that answer that Rava says that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shmuel don't agree. The machlok is about a 3 by 3 tfachim. Right? We said the Rashba that Rabbi Shimon Lazar says that when something has got 3 by 3 tfachim size, that there is tumah. Right? And it's Rabbi Shmuel lately. So then the question was, Shlosha Shlosha Bashar Begadim, right? Mina lay. Nafka, right? Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar, where would he, what's his makor? Because we said that he said over here, how do we know that he says Shlosha v'Shlosha, there is Tumah? From the Diuk on Kavara Mudalif at the bottom, that he said specifically, that's what we said there, Lehedya, he learned in Lehedya, he said, Kola yotze mina eitz ein bo mishum shalosh al shalosh. The Gemara understood that when he says ein bo shlosh al shalosh, but shlosha al shlosha itpe. Okay, so that was that. The word now comes and asks at the end of yesterday's shir, what's his makor for shosha shosha b'shar begadi? Minai, where does he get it from? Because we know he does hold that there's tumah. And the word said from me or beged, because he said we could learn beged. And why do we say or beged? Or beged. And Rashi said over there, dichtir b'shratzim, or the teribui on shratzim. And therefore, with shar begadim, right, there is this shlosha al shlosha. And that was where we ended off yesterday. So now the Gemara said like this. Remember, it was Abaya in the original start who said that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon were the same. It was Rava who said that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon weren't the same, and their machloket was about Shlosha al Shlosha. Okay? Abaya said they're the same. Rava says they aren't the same. Now the Gemara picks up Abaya and says, like, Va'abaya. So now this pasuk which we just learned a second ago, or beged, Abaya said that Rashba and Rabbi Shmuel are the same. So according to him, even on Shlosha Shlosha, there's no Tumah. But do we see, we've got a Pasuk, which we see that Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar learned that there is Tumah on Shlosha Shlosha. And Abayu said they're the same as Rabbi Shmuel, and there's no Tumah, there's no difference between them, whether it's 3 by 3 Tachim or 3 by 3 fingers. He said, you've got a problem. How does Abayu use this Pasuk? Because Abayu says there's no Tumah on Shar Begadim, because Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar holds exactly like Rabbi Shmuel. Up until there, is it clear? We have to be clear now before we can move on. Let's all take a minute.
Is there a kosher can if it's on 3 by 3s tumah, shalosh or shalosh?
So we say we wouldn't learn the Kal Vachomer because we said we only learn the Kal Vachomer when something is ra'ui for aniim and ashirim, and 3 by 3 etzba wasn't for ashirim, and 3 by 3 tfachim would be, and then we knocked it out and we said no, we need the other psukim for other things. We call it the Kal Vachomer, so we bounced that out.
Don't say that.
And even if we say that, that would only work according to Rava, who says that there is a distinction between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yishmael. So Rava would have to find a makor. But Abaya, who says that they hold exactly the same, We've now got a question, because he has a pasuk that shows you that Rabbi Shimon Elazar says there is a makor for shlosha al shlosha. And Abaya said that there's no tumah shlosha al shlosha to Rabbi Shimon Elazar. So even your kosher would be good according to Rava. It doesn't help us with regards to Abaya. Okay? So here the Gemara comes in and says, now, Abaya, right, who said that they agree and that there's no tumah, what's this pasuk doing here? So hi, or beged, my avidle. What is this or beged? Gemara says, "Mi bayalei, we need it lerabot shalosh al shalosh, but semer ufishtim de mitame beshratzim." The pasuk we brought yesterday was talking about shalosh al shalosh, that there's no tumah with regards to negayim. But Abaye is saying, "I said nothing about shratzim. That's only tumat negayim, but tumat shratzim, I have got tumah, and therefore this pasuk is only about shratzim and nothing else." So the Gemara says, okay, so now they're going to move to Rava. So now we've got a problem, because Rava, right, so Virava, right, where does he learn about Negaim? Because he used this pasuk to tell us about Shlosha al Shlosha for Rabbi Shimon Elazar. So he used this pasuk for something else. So where does he learn about the tumah, the tumah of Shratzim, of the Crawley? So the Gemara says, he hasn't got a problem. Why? Because Gale Rachmana Gabe Negaim V'hu Adin L'Shratzim. He said, what are you talking about? The Torah told me there's tumah with regards to negayim, and that same tumah in regards to negayim, the Torah telling me there's also regards to shratzim. I don't need a separate limud from the same limud. Look at Rashi there, the last wide lines of Rashi at the top. Gale rachmana ben negayim, deravia mina beged. We learn from the word vaha beged, vuadin the shratzim. Same thing for shratzim. The kevan dichtiv bahen beged. Since it says beged, kihata mina alfinam bebinyanav. The same binyanav across the board. Beged is beged, shratzim, negayim. I don't need a separate limud. Right, so the Gemara says, okay, so now, what has Abaya? Because according to, if Abaya uses this limud here of or beged for shratzim, so why doesn't he just use that limud of the rivui there and say that we learn from the same pasuk in negayim, we learn shratzim? Why does Abaya need a separate limud for shratzim? So the Gemara says, no, ikra mifrach. We can completely knock that binyanav out over there. Because my negayim, when we learned yesterday about negayim, negayim has got a chumra. There's a chumra in negayim which doesn't exist in shratzim. Remember, we've done this before plenty times. If we want to learn a binyan av, so we can learn a binyan av, we need some sort of common denominator here. If the denominator is completely different, then you can't divide, it's not the same. So he's saying over here, one's got a chumra, higher level of chumra than the other one. And if this is a bigger chumra, then you can learn that din over there because it's chamur. You can't take a din of chamur and apply it to something which is kail. Right? It has to be the same. So if negayim and shratzim were the same chumra, the same level of tumma, and all the other dinim applied the same, you can then say we can learn one from the other in the same pasuk. But if negayim has its own set of dinim, and it's shratzim of the own set of dinim, and the one is much more chamur than the other, then how can you have been one from the other? They don't apply. They're not the same language. That's what our bias is over here. Mifrach, ma'ale negayim, shechen shti v'erev mitame b'hen. So when it comes to negayim, there's such a level of tumah that even just the shti and the erev, now I'm not going to lie to you, I've never understood this whole idea of the woof and the warp, and this whole idea of how they make the weaving. I don't get it. I apologize. I just don't get it. I've tried to understand it and explained to me 100 times. I just can't get it. So you have to apologize for that. It's a chisaron in my abilities. But there's the top part and the bottom part when you weave. I've actually even gone and looked at a weaving machine. I still can't understand it, right? That when you weave, there's a cord going this way and a cord going this way. And the weaving goes like this and like this and like this and like this. And as you're doing that weaving, so it forms the garment. I don't know how it does it. I don't understand it, right? So now... But there's a couple of stages. Before we actually can do the weaving, we've got to do the thread, the spinning, right? You've got to take the goods and whatever twine you're using, and you've got to spin it. And you, wool or pishtan or tzemer gefen, or whatever it is that you're using, right? But you've got to spin it. And then we'll see in a second now, with regard to tumah and tara, something can be makabel tumah, needs to be a kli. But if it's spun, the spinning could already be the gemar melacha, And the wolf, let's use whoever said wool. I don't know who said wool, right? Wool itself, let's say we're using wool. So you take wool. Wool comes like it's very hairy, right? Like looks like cotton wool. And then you take that and you spin it into these strands. That already, from a halakhic point of view, is gemar melacha. And it can be makamel tum already at that stage. But now it turns out that not the shti and the erev are both necessarily makamel tum in the same stage. One, because... And the Gemara understands that the upper level is more noticeable when in the spinning process. So the wool that's going to go into the upper level, that will become a tumor earlier. Then the bottom will get to that later on. This is a little bit of background. So what he says over here, with regards to Nagai, already the shti and the erev makabel tumah, we don't actually have to have weaved the garment, just to have spun the stuff already at the shti and erev stage, erev makabel tumah, and with tzara, with shratim, it isn't. For shratim, we have to beg it. So that's Abaye's pircha. So therefore you can't learn it. Just take a half a second over here and look at the Tosfot down the bottom, the very first line there of Tosfot, it's the third Tosfot of the Amud. So he says, Mari le Gaim Shekhan Shtiv Mitamahen, Aval Beshratim Lo. Shratim is not mitame. There's no too much Shratim Beshtiv Erev. Okay, can I have a parak back about it? I just wanted to for that word's law. See, the Tosfot says straight out, Shratzim no. So therefore, you can't learn this by Binyan Av. So therefore, Abaye, let's go back to what we were talking about. So Abaye says, I've got no worries about it. I still need the Pasuk for Shratzim because I couldn't have learned it from the Binyan Av. So now the Kasha is on what about Rava? Rava learns from Binyan Av. How does Rava deal with the fact that we've got this Pircha, that Shratzim and the Gaib are not the same level of Tumah, and therefore it's not so Pasuk to learn one to the other? He says, Isak adatach negaim chamiri. So what you're telling me, he says, is that negaim is more chamur than shratzim. So if it's that the case, if really that was the case, that chamur more than shratzim, lichtov rachman negabe shratzim v'leitu negaim inayu. So then the Torah, on the contrary, I don't agree with you, because the Torah should have written the source in shratzim and learnt negaim from it. It didn't. It learnt the source in shratzim, in negaim, and we learn in shratzim from it. I don't agree with you that shratzim or that negaim are more chamur than shratzim. So if you want to tell me that Nagaim or Mochamur, and the end of the story over there. So Gemara says, okay, Inach and Abaye. So now Abaye has got to deal with this. Because according to Rav, he says, if you are right, that Shratzim or the Chamur, then the Avtipus, the prototype, should have been Shratzim, not Nagaim. So Gemara says, Inach. So how does Abaye now? This Inach is Abaye. So he says, Nagaim Mishratzim Lo Atu. You could never have learned Negaim from Shratzim. Why? Because we could have refuted this whole preface. What's a preface? Why? Ma'ale Shratzim, Shechein mitamei b'chadasha. Right? Shratzim is a separate issue. Shratzim, you need an adasha, right? Like a barley size of a sheret. Sorry?
Lentil.
Okay. You know, Robin, I said that especially for you. I think every time in the last 10 years I've said lentil, you said, Bobby, you're right. Okay. And then my adashot, okay, lentil size, right? The negaim, barasha, the negaim, beinan, and negaim, beinan, kagris. And a negaim is a gris. So then what he's saying is that the sizes are different, the measures are different. I think we can leave it at that. But bottom line is, our buyer saying that, that you can't. There's a Tosfot I wanted to read, but we're going to leave it out. There's a Tosfot. The Gemara, he accepts it's a proper pircha. So the Gemara argues, not a question. This is a proper pircha. Let's just leave it at that, right? So now, so that was the end of that. We more or less ended off on that sugi over there. Up and Achmar Abaye. Each one has got a reason why they couldn't use the other one. Therefore, it turns out that Abaye doesn't need the pasuk, and Rava needs the pasuk for shlosha. Abaye can learn from, he learns from all Beged that Semru Fishtim is Metame Beshratim. Rava learns it from the Binyan Av. Rava learns it from the Binyan Av, and he's got his Pircha, and they don't necessarily agree with what is more Chamur or isn't Chamur, and that's the end of it. Now the Gemara suddenly throws a spanner into the works. We had a Tana Rabbi Ishmael, a Brighter, Rabbi Ishmael, right, which we brought on Kaf Vavamud Bet. And we say that Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar, who says that Shlosh al Shalosh, that there's no Tumah, is basically the same as the Tana Rabbi Ishmael. And the Rabbi Ishmael there, we brought Rabbi Ishmael says, Right, hoyel v'neru begadim b'torah stam u'priyata chakatul be'echad mehem tzemeru pishtim ma'alah tzemeru pishtim af kol tzemeru pishtim full stop tzemeru pishtim. That is that Rabbi Shmuel. Suddenly, Abaye now of all people, I'll be honest with you, I'm a little bit confused about this if it's really Abaye or not, because Abaye was the one who brought that Rabbi Shmuel as the proof to Rabbi Shlomo ben Lazar. Now Rabbi Abaye brings us another Rabbi Shmuel, which is a contradiction to the previous Rabbi Shmuel. Okay? He says like this, I'm Rabbaya. Hi, Tana Deber Rabbi Shmuel, Mafik, Mi'idach Tana Deber Rabbi Shmuel. He says, Rabbi says, you know, I've got a surprise for you. There's a Tana Deber Rabbi Shmuel that's a different one. Look, Mafik, look how Rashi explains Mafik. Klomar, Motzehu, Mafik means Lahotzi, right? Aramaic, Mafik, Nafik, Yatsa, right? But he says, yeah, Klomar, Motzehu, Misvarat Idach Tana, is completely a different chitta to the other Tana of Rabbi Shmuel, the Paligale, the Ashkachan, the Marbe Sharbe Gadim, Le Tumat Shratzim. There, the previous Rabbi Shmuel spoke about Tzemer Ufishtim. Those are the begadim which we have tumon because the Torah says stam and then piretu klal with regard to tzemer ufishtim. So we said beged and tzemer ufishtim in nagayim, and if we said only tzemer ufishtim, that's the only beged that's makabel tumah. He says, well, then we got another Rabbi Shmuel that says no, he's got a ribui to all other begadim. Look at this. Now it could be right. Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, not Rabbi Shmuel itself himself. It's in a Tana that was in the Beit Midrash of Rabbi Shmuel. So they're writers from Rabbi Shmuel's Beit Midrash. So there was one Tana in the Beit Midrash who learned like this. There's another Tana who learned like that. I think intuitively we would like to believe that there's some sort of synchronization between the Tanaim in the same Beit Midrash, right? If there's one Rosh Yeshiva, you'd like to believe that everybody sort of learned from the same Makor and they agree on everything. And yet there's a complete steer between two Tana and Rabbi Shmuel. Look at this. So now it goes like this. Tana Rabbi Shmuel, the Tana Rabbi Shmuel, beged. What does it mean when the pastor tells me beged? Ain liela beged zero pishtim. We learned in the previous Tana Rabbi Shmuel that he never knew what beged was. And because we had a miut in one pasuk where it said zero pishtim, we learned, what is beged? Beged equals zero pishtim. This Tana Rabbi Shmuel says completely different. He says, what's beged? Beged means zero pishtim. That's a pasha, that's a given. Minayin rabot tzemer gemalim or tzemer arnavim. Where do we know to also include the wool of a camel or rabbit hair or notzah? I mean, we saw notzah the other day. We saw the word notzah with izim. And we said that it's not called that hair. The ez is not wool. It's notzah. It's like feathers. Look what Rashi says. Why? Rashi says, yeah, notzah shlezim. Kari notzah. Why is it called like Al Shem She'en Gozazinotam? You don't shear a goat, says Rashi. Ela Mortin, you pluck it. Right? If any of you got schnauzer dogs, so I happen to have two schnauzers, right? And they're both pedigrees, but we can't compete, enter them in any competitions because a schnauzer, by definition, according to the, it's just some unuseful trivia, right? And a schnauzer, according to the rules of the Association of Schnauzer Growers Around the World, a schnauzer is not allowed to have its hair cut. A schnauzer is meant to have its hair plucked. And if you cut a schnauzer's hair, it's mamash pasul from competitions. It loses its pedigree status. You can't compete in a schnauzer in a competition if you've shaved its hair. You have to pluck its hair. So I don't know. Maybe the Germans thought that schnauzers resembled goats. I don't know. You know, that's just a piece of information, right? So now, the same thing with a goat. A goat, you pluck it, you don't shave it. V'ashirayin, I think it's how you pronounce it. V'akelach, those are different types of silks. V'asrikin, and the srikin, I think, are like the combed flax. How do they translate srikin there, by the way? What's the translation for sarik? Somebody? Also silk. So all these are different types of silk. I think that's shirayin, and it's also silk, I think, if I'm mistaken. And the translation is, meshi. And I think the kalach or the kelech, also a type of a meshi, right? Yeah, also, okay, so we have three different types of meshis, right? Three different types of silk in all different stages. So where do we know that those are also makabel tumah? That's a Gemara's question. That's the Shimon Mishmah. So we know beged is Shimon Pishtim. Where do we know all these others? That's a brighter there, says, right? V'tamud lomar obeged. From obeged. Remember obeged? The beginning of this amud. We had obeged, right? Ani lebeged shlosha shlosha. So we said there, that was v'tanar rabbi Shmuel. Lately, shlosha shlosha b'shar beg. As I said, lately, so shlosha shlosha mina beg bedagi minale. What about 3 by 3? That obeged was the question which we used to answer on Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar. Now we're saying Tana Rabbi Shmuel. Where do we learn other begadim from? From the yitur of obeged. This could be this is a steer to Rabbi Shmuel, right? So now Abaye brings over here. According to Abaye, this is like earth shattering. This is completely different to what we learned about. But now Rava comes along and says, not so bad. Don't get carried away. It's not such a big deal. Rava Amar, ki lately, when we said that Tana Rabbi Shmuel, that he doesn't have Tumah on Shlosha B'Shlosha and Shar Begadim, because ki lately lahach Tana Rabbi Shmuel, right, on the original Tana Rabbi Shmuel, B'Shar Begadim, Shalosh al Shalosh. There we said, it said we were discussing Shlosha al Shlosha. When we said that Rabbi Shmuel was the same, or Rabbi Shimon was like Rabbi Shmuel, and that was the same over there, and there wasn't Tumah, and we're from Begin, we never had Shar Begadim, that was talking about Shalosh al Shalosh. Not Shlosha al Shlosha. Remember, Shlosha al Shlosha is 3 fingers, and Shlosha al Shlosha is 3 tvachim. So don't get confused, says Rava to Abaya. That whole limud there on the previous Rava, Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, was talking about 3 by 3 finger breadths. Not 3 by 3 tvachim. There he agrees to Tuma. So it's not so earth shattering that suddenly we've got all of a sudden all other begadim 3 by 3 Tuma. Right, look at the Rashi over there. Amaki lately. He says, Rabba Amaki lately, Latana Duresha, in the first Tanya Rishmael, Bashar begadim Bashratzim Gimel al Gimel. He hasn't got there on a beged, right? Says, we learned there Satum, of where it says all over the Torah, just Tam beged, and in one place it says, Fishtim, that was with regard to Shalosh al Shalosh. Aval Shalosh al Shalosh, Beshratzim, when it comes to Shratzim, Shalosh al Shalosh, Itlei Behu, did Rava me all beg it? I said, what's your big deal? Not a big deal at all. It's fine, Rava's quite happy. There's no stira. It's the same Tana de Barabi Shmuel. They're speaking about Nagaim and Shalosh al Shalosh. Here speaking about Shratzim, Shalosh al Shalosh, and there's nothing to worry about. There's no stira whatsoever. So that's what he said. So Vahar, so now Gemara says, Rava is making it out like it's so simple. Look, everything's mixed up here. Because like I said, Abaya was the one who brought the different opinion of Tana Ishmael, yet he was the one who used that Tana Rabbi Ishmael to prove Rabbi Shimon Lazar. Rava is telling him now, no, not such a big deal. Now the Gemara is going to say, Rava, how can you say that? Look at the Gemara's question. Vahar Rava, who the Amar? Shlosha Shlosha Beshar Begadim, Lerash Beitle, Tana Rabbi Ishmael, Leitlei. Rather saying to Abaya, don't worry, Abaya. That's with regard to Shalosh al Shalosh and Negaim, Batratzim and Shar Begadim. He hasn't got it. That was the previous sugya. Now suddenly Rava's telling us, no, don't worry. Not such a big stira. Because that's talking about Shalosh al Shalosh, not about Shalosh al Shalosh. But rather, you were the one who said that Tanan Rabbi Ishmael doesn't have Shalosh al Shalosh for Shar Begadim. Is it clear? Anybody else? Yeah. Right? So it's crazy what's going on here. So Gemara says, look at the answer of the Gemara. Hadar Bay Rava, Meahi, Rava's changed his mind. Hadar Bay, he's gone back on what he thought. You're right, Anachinami. Rava was the one who said it. Rava rethought it. He thought it through, and now he's got this all begged. In other words, whatever Rava said yesterday, basically changed his mind. Okay. You know, who was it, I think? Who was it? We quoted before. Who was it? Somebody we said there that only fools don't and donkeys don't change their mind. Who was it? Was it some prime minister of Israel, I think, said it, right? Who was it? He said, only fools and donkeys don't change their mind. So I suppose, anybody? Robert, I think we had the discussion once before. But I think you even looked it up. So if anyone wants to look it up now, there's some quote statement like that. Manny, let's hear Palm. Who was it? That only fools and donkeys don't change their mind.
Lieberman does it 5 times a day.
Yeah, so, Lieberman's a donkey and a fool. Okay, excuse me. Okay, forget here. Right, but yeah. So now, Ibad, so that's Harabai Rava Miyahi.
So Gemara says, Darren, sorry, on what Nukuda, on what point did Rava change his mind?
Rava was the one who said that Yetashir, he said that Rabbi Tana Rabbi Shmuel, right, doesn't hold of Shlosha al Shlosha B'Shar Begadim.
Right.
And here, the whole way Ravi explained to Abaya why it's not such a big steer between the two brighters is because the brighter yesterday was talking about Shalosh al Shalosh and Shratzim and Nagaim. But with regards to Shlosha al Shlosha on Shar Begadim, Rabbi Ishmael would say this Tuma.
Right.
Ravi was the one who said specifically that he hasn't got that Tuma.
Right. It makes more sense to say there is Tuma because it's quite a big garment.
Okay, well, that's maybe why Ravi changed his mind.
Yeah. I mean, it's not big, but it's...
Yeah, okay. So that's the story. Okay. So now the Gemara says, okay, so that's the one answer. So Rava changed his mind. But it's a difficult answer, right? So the Gemara says, if you want to say, we can say something different. But that's not really Rava. Ha, Rav Papa Amra. This over here is not Rava. Rava sticks to his guns. He hasn't changed his mind, right? But this is Rav Papa. It's somebody else completely. And how do we know that? De Rav Papa Amar, Rashi adds in the words there, De Rav Papa. If you look at Rashi's Dibura Matchil, he says there, De Rav Papa Amar Af Kol Latuya Kilai. So I added in, so De Rav Papa, because Rav Papa says that word Af Kol. Now that Af Kol, just please do me a favor, everybody go back to yesterday's Amud, on Amud Bet of Kavav. And look, count, we brought Rabbi Ishmael, the brighter. We said that Amran Tan Rabbi Ishmael, Mahi Tan Rabbi Ishmael, Hoyel Ben Rabbi Gadi Metorah Stam, Upirete Chakatu Bechad Mehem Tan Rufishtim. So we brought it as a rule, Beged, and then all of a sudden, one place we had Tan Rufishtim. So he says, Ma Lahala and Tzemer Rufishtim. Just like that over there, in that Pasuk is Tzemer Rufishtim, wood and linen, Af Kol. In other words, every time we see the word Beged, Af Kol. Every time we see the word Beged, it means semer ufishtim. Okay, so the word afkol means afkol. Even so, whenever we see beged, we're going to say that beged is semer ufishtim. So our papa says like this, to our papa amar, afkol, that limud over there of afkol, what does it mean that the afkol is not afkol semer ufishtim only, it's latuye kilayim. It tells us that what is kilayim? Kilayim is semer ufishtim. Just like here, we've got beged equals tzemer ufishtim, so too kilayim is tzemer ufishtim. That's what Papa wants to tell us. Right, so now if our Papa is telling us that the afkol is tzemer ufishtim, right, so then look at Rashi over here. V'ibad Amos, shmaita de sefer, lav rava amre, not rava, el rav Papa. This way we can now say that both the Rabbi Shmuels are saying the same thing. And now we're coming to say that the first Tana, yesterday's Tana of Rabbi Shmuel, is Mori agrees to Yesh Tumat Shratzim B'Shar Begadim. Okay? So now, and then, Rav Papa Amar Kola Tuya Kilayim, because Rav Papa says that kol, that limu, that binyan avin, that brighter of Rabbi Shmuel is beged equal to Merufishtim, kilayim also equal to Merufishtim. Right? Look at Rashi now. Af kol, the Tana Dereisha, the Kamar, af kol beged stam, Merufishtim, lovely frushe begadim stumim de tumekati. It's not coming to explain to us what the word beged means, like we thought yesterday. The Bashar Tuma Vada Tuma Shar Begadim, the Itravumi or Beged, could be not Ella, Lifrushe Beged Hamur, Bekilayim Stam. That when it says with Kilayim Beged, right, is Beged Kilayim Shatnes, okay, I'm skipping out this whole Rashi goes very much into a lot of people up and up and up and down. Skip the Rashis now to the last three lines. Rav Papa, Lomi Bailan Lifluga, we don't need it for what we did yesterday. The Kevan, the Itrabu Shar Begadim, the Shatz, we already learned that. So we rather than need that previous limud to learn about shlosha shlosha. He's happy with shlosha shlosha for shlosha shlosha, and he uses it for kilai. So now the Gemara says like this: but what do we need this limud here of beged for kilai to teach us that semer ufishtim? But that shatnez kilai behed yekativ. We've got a pasuk mafurash that tells us what about kilai about shatnez, right? The pasuk says, and the Gemara quotes the pasuk over here. Lo til bashatnez tzemer ufishtim yachdav. How much more clear can you be than that? What is shatnez? Shatnez is tzemer ufishtim b'yachad, wooden linen. Just one little problem over here. The pasuk here says lo yilbash. Yilbash means to dress, to wear, to put your clothes on you, like if you wear a shirt, to put your hands through your neck through and to wear. That's called yilbosh. So Gemara says no. We still need this limud. Why do we need this limud? Salka data chamina, what would my hava amina be? What would I have thought if I never had this limud? If I had just learned the pasuk lo til bashatnez, and I never had this limud that ptse beged is tsemerufishtim for shatnez, we would have thought that hani midi derech levisha, that when's it asur shatnez? When you wear it. Aval behala ah, kol trei min asur. But if you want to just like take your talis, for example. So a talis, this is called wearing a talis, okay? When you put it on you like this. But you know, some people in the morning have a minhag to wrap their, lean their talis over their shoulder and check the tzitziot, right? So that's not called wearing a talis. You haven't made a brocha yet. Before you made the brocha, litatef ba tzitzit, just throw it on your shoulder and you count the tzitzit. That's not called wearing. That's called hala'a. It's just resting on you. So what's it over here? It says this amazing, hava min avia. We would have thought without this binyan ava over here, that when you wear clothes, so there's only an issue of wearing clothes if it's semiru fishtim yachdav. But if you just threw that talis onto your shoulder, or any onto your shoulder, if there were any two fabrics mixed up together, not only tsemer or fishtim, it would be asur. There's a pasuk in Vayikra which speaks about lo yaleh alecha. I think this, I saw it yesterday and I actually looked it up. Maybe Rashi brings it here. Maybe the Tosfos, there's some reference. If somebody can find it, tell me and I'll look up the pasuk. But there is a limud. There is a limud which tells us of... Where did I see it yesterday? That there is a pasuk, mamasha pasuk. Yeah, Vayikra yutet yutet. It's actually easy. I should remember that. Yutet yutet. If you look at Vayikra yutet yutet, it's in Parshat Kedoshim. So if you go to Parshat Kedoshim yutet yutet, the pasuk says like this. It says, Lord, on et chukat yishmur mentechalot aviyu kilayim, sadcha lo tazriya. Kilaim uveged kilaim uveged kilaim shatnez lo ya'ale alecha. Lo ya'ale alecha. Right? And a garment that is a mixture of shatnez shall not come upon you. This is not lo yilbasha alecha. It's not the pasuk we quoted here. The pasuk we quoted here is lo tilbash shatnez. So he said, yeah, shatnez, which is tzemer ufishtim, we might have learned that from wearing. But ha'ala, putting it on, use any mixture. Right? So the Gemara said, how could that be? V'lav kavachomeru? Wouldn't that be a kavachomer? Uma levisha deka mitna haikule gufe mikilayim amartin zemru fishtim in midiach in elo. He'ala lo kol shekei. How can you say that? What is more chamur? When you wear a garment and your whole body is getting hana from the garment, you're getting full benefit of the warmth and the protection of your clothes. And there we say it's only tzemer ufishtim ulan linen, just leaning something over your shoulder for a few seconds, you're going to tell me it's asur anything. Doesn't make any sense. So why would we have that hava amina? Eladrav papa. So the Gemara answers, look at the Gemara's answer. The Gemara says, you're right, we accept that. It was we knock out of papa. Eladrav papa badutahi. Now if anybody remembers, we actually had this, I think, in Baba Batra. Now the Mishra Shas doesn't refer us there. But I'm pretty sure we saw this in the concept of Beduta. And Masur HaShas sends you there to a Gemara. If you look there, the Masur HaShas, he says, Ayein mashikatuv ala gilion psachim yud aleph. If you go to psachim yud aleph, you'll see he uses the word there, baruta. You know, we discussed it plenty of times. The word baruta is like the same word as brighter. Brighter means bar. Bar means outside. Right? So baruta would mean outside. In other words, out of the pale. What he's saying is not part of halacha. We don't accept it. Badutta means it's badui, it's crazy, it's a joke, it's laughable. Right? So what he's saying over here is that this limud of Rabbi Papa is really, we accept it, it doesn't make any sense. It's outside, it was a mistake, somebody said it in somebody's name. There's a whole lot of explanations on this, that maybe somebody said it in a Papa's name and it was a Talmud who made a mistake and it just stuck, selling your marks off. Yeah, now it's on. What do you say?
No, it's okay, I was busy talking to Linda.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were talking to me. So therefore, the Gemara takes it out, and it seems like as we're back to Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar, to Rava, and we're back to the first understanding, the Rava changed his mind. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says, while we're on this afkol, we're bringing other explanations, right? Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says, what's that afkol there in that brighter? He says, no, it's not that Rava changed his mind, but that afkol, we learned that binyan av, we said, beged equals to Rapishtim, the afkol over there, he says, is la atuye tzitzit, to include tzitzit. What does it mean to like two yet tzitzit? Look at Rashi. The lo mechayv betzitzit ela big day tzemer ufishtim. That only woolen or linen garments need tzitzit. If you're wearing a silk garment or a cotton garment or some sort of synthetic garment, you're not chayv in tzitzit. By the way, isn't a pinnacle in halacha? I'm not 100% sure. Someone look for me there, but if I remember correctly, the Rambam paskens la halacha. That midoraita, you only chayv tzitzit on tzemer ufishtim. That's why you'll see that a lot of people wear those woolen tzitzit, like the Hasidim especially underneath, they wear woolen tzitzit because you yotze the kola shittot doraita. I'm almost sure it's Rambam. I didn't look it up, but if someone's got a locha there, you can look it up and just let me know. But Rambam Paskas la locha there. It's only tzitzit. He says, Savia la tuya tzitzit. So Gemara says, I don't understand. Why would we need a limud of a binyan av to tell us about tzitzit? Tzitzit bedyakativ. We got a pasuk that says, Lo til bashatnez, tzimiru fishtim. And then it says, so as we saw this other day, so it says there, Lo til bashatnez, dvarim kaf bet yud aleph. It says, Lo til bashatnez, tzimiru fishtim yachtav. And then in Dvarim Kaf Bet Yud Bet, the next pasuk says, "Gedirim Taselach al Arba Kanfot Ksutcha, Asher Techaseba." So it's clear that the pasuk of Yud Bet is referring to the pasuk of Yud Aleph. It says, "Lo Til Bashatnez." Gedirim Taselach. We saw the other day the idea of Smichut. Remember, Russell even asked about what was your question there? Asay Lo Taseh. Right. So it says there of Smichut. So we got it before us. Lo Til Bashatnez Mevishtim Muchtiv Gedirim Taselach. So Gemara says no. There again, right? And you see the Rashi says Gedirim Taselach Leilu to these Begadim, which we spoke about a second ago. So Gemara says no. We needed this Binyan as well. Why? Kosal Kedat Echamina Kederava. We might have had a Hava Amina to think like Rava. Derava Rami Keti. Rabbi brings a stereo between two psukim. On the one hand, the pasuk says Hakanaf. Right, the pasuk which we've got over here is in Bamidbar Tet. Rav says, "Daber b'nei Shav Matlehem v'asul lehem tzitzit." That's what we say in Shema. And where's tzitzit? Al kanfei vigdehem ledorotam v'natnu. And then we got another time again, and then it says again v'natnu al tzitzit puti tzitzit hakanaf petil techelet. So why does it say kanaf twice? Right, it says hakanaf min kanaf. What does it mean? Min kanaf. That you only have to put, that your tzitzit have to be the same fabric as the beged. See, if you've got a woolen beged, wear woolen tzitzit. You got a linen beged, linen tzitzit. Cotton beged, cotton tzitzit. Silk beged, silk tzitzit. I can't think of any other types of fabrics. It can help you there, right? Whatever. Right? Uketiv, tzemer ufishtim yachdav. And then it says, tzemer ufishtim yachdav. Seems to be a bit of a stira. On the one hand, we say that the smichut we've got, that you can have tzemer and fishtim. And on the other hand, we've got the pasuk says kanaf. It says, aha, Kate, how's Rabbi Meyashev this? It says, tzemer ufishtim, potrin, bemina, beish, lomina. If you're going to use wood or linen, then it makes no difference. Wood or linen will work on any garment. Sharminin, beminan, potrin, shlominan, and potrin. And the Gemara ends off and says, therefore, sal kedata kederava, we would have thought kederava. The Gemara says, kabashlam, we don't know nothing like Rava. Okay, so what would we, if we never had this binyan av, we might have been mistaken to think like Rava, that only wooden linen tzitzit work across the board. Everything else you would have to have a tzitzit that matches the garment, and therefore we need this binyan av to tell us not to think like Rava. So that's, the Gemara brings that other option. Now, the Gemara now sort of asks a question, and that question carries on for about the next quarter of the Amud. Where's it like? Amar Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Derava Rav Ashi. So Rav Acha b'Rei Derava, his son, says to Rav Ashi, "Letane de b'Rei Rabbi Shmuel." Right? We already learned. Don't get confused. The question is structured in a very confusing way. It's not such a difficult question at all. Let me maybe explain the question outside the word inside. He says, right, that our Tana Rabbi Shmuel. Right, he learned the ribui from of Shar Begadim because it said all beged. He said that all other begadim are included on Kaf Zayin Amud Aleph. If you go to the top there, right, we said the Malei Nafkere Mi all beged. We had on the end of yesterday's stuff at the bottom. We said Tana Rabbi Shmuel Leit Le Shlosha Al Shlosha B'Shar Begadim Sa Minale. So we said over there that Rabbi Shimon Ben Lazar, right? It lay, and Rabbi Shmuel late lay. So we asked, what Rabbi Shmuel asked us before? She said, al shlosha shalosh. She said, where do we learn from? Me or Begadi. So he learned like this. He says like this, look here inside now. He says to him that we had, I said it wasn't difficult, I'm confusing myself now. Says Tuma, we learned the rest of the Tuma from Shar Begadim for the Pasuk or Beged. She says, so too over here, Hachanami, Lamed Rabot, Shar Begadim, Miasher Techaseh. So we see that this concept of broadening an Isur or a Heter to other Begadim we learned from a Riboy in the Psukim. Why do we need to worry over here about Rava telling us that it's only one type of beged because of temer ufishtim? He says, look in the pasuk there of gedelim taselach. It says al arba kanfot ksutcha asher techaseba. He says that we've already got arba kanfot ksutcha asher techaseba. Techase seems to be redundant. We could easily have learned in the pasuk gedelim taselach al arba kanfot ksutcha asher ba, or even without the asher ba. Just arba kanfot ksutcha. Why do we need to know that that is what the beged that you cover yourself with? Obviously, you cover yourself with a beged. Don't need a pasuk to tell us that a beged you cover yourself with. So that asher techase ba seems to be redundant. So he says, just like we learned from all in the midrash there of Rabbi Shmuel, he learned from the redundancy in the pasuk over there, from all beged to teach us a ribui. So to over here, from asher techase ba, learn a ribui. And therefore, we've got all other begadim, right? Inyan tumah demar beshar begadim. So to hear, ma'asher techaseba, learn it to all other begadim. We haven't got a problem. It says, no, we can't do that. Why not? We need that asher techaseba for something else. Hahul atui to include ksutsuma hudata. It's coming to tell us that even a blind person is chayiv in tzitzit. Right? Asher techaseba, that you cover yourself with, even if you're blind. Right? Why do we need that? Tanya, we've got a part that says like this. Uritemoto, right? In Shema, that we quoted there, right? What do we learn over there? It says there, we've got, if you look at the pasuk a little bit further down, so that was Lamet Chet, which tells us about Tzitzit, and pasuk Lamet Tet in Bamidbar Tet Vav says, Vayalachem Tzitzit, Uritemoto. You got to see them. Uzachartem, because then you'll remember all the mitzvahs. So we might have thought that you have to mamish be a person who can see, and therefore a blind person is patur from tzitzit. So he says over here, uritemoto patur chasut. So he says, therefore hudata. Uritemoto, right? What do we say? What are we assuming that uratemoto is for? The brighter says that's prat lichasut laila. That's going to tell us that your pajamas, when we saw the other day that we saw with the children, when we had that case there of Rabbi Yehuda, by Eli, that he was sitting there all dressed up with his clothes for tzitzit, and his students hid the tzitzit away. And we said there, why was it a problem? They thought that even though it's doraita to a tzitzit, but chamim goes there on a beged of pishtan, this blanket that you might come to wear your ksut laila with tzitzit, remember? And we saw there that we don't wear ksut laila of tzitzit. So he says over here that we learn this pasuk of ksut laila. So he says, so the brighter there says, umarit l'rabot suma uloti ksut laila. How come you're telling me over here that a suma must wear tzitzit and pajamas don't have tzitzit? I want to say the way around. Marbanik tzut suma. I want to say no, that a blind person, they say it's pashut. Why? He says a blind person needs to wear tzitzit. Sheyeshaneh, sheyeshna beriyah, it's lacherim. Umotzi, he says, because other people see him. So even though he can't see it, uritem otam, uritem oto, the uritem, the reitem still exists. Other people can see him, even though he can't see himself. Right? And other people don't see your pajamas. So pajamas, not only don't you can't see because it's dark, other people can't see you either because it's in your bed and it's private. Suma wears tzitzit, even may he not be able to see, other people can see, right? And therefore, I don't need, the bride trying to stand here, this uritem oto, right? We want to say it's to, we might have thought that without it, without this limud, that a blind person's patur, one says, no, that a ritemoto is dafka for pajamas, a blind person is chad. One says, but maybe that's not the reason at all. In other words, that brighter there has got nothing to do with ksut laila or to do at all with blind people. Maybe that whole idea over there He's actually telling us to include other begalak, like we wanted to say to begin with. Right? If you look at Rashi v'Eima, I'm getting a bit hoarse over here. I left all those Rashis. Maybe it's coming to include other begadim and not to include a blind person's clothing. And therefore, this over here is a ribui that all begadim, right, need to have tzitzit and not just tzimru fishtim. So he says, no, doesn't make sense. Why? Kai b'tzimru fishtim. The pasuk is specifically talking about tzimru fishtim, right? And therefore, it says, Lord Tilbash Shatne tzimru fishtim. Kai b'tzimru tzimru fishtim. Therefore, we include tzimru fishtim. Kai b'tzimru fishtim, marbe shar begadim. That's a Rashi says nothing, even bit me out. Rashi says, yeah, that's a question. What if it's talking about tzimru fishtim, we're going to learn from that to include other begadim. Doesn't make sense. We knock it out. We end up basically with the original limud that we had, that tzimru fishtim is talking about shatnez, tzitzit shatnez. We don't have rava. Everything needs tzitzit. We got a smichu psukim. And we finish off on that. Now, it goes like Amar Abaya. Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar v'sumchus amru davar echad. Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar, who said that all things that grow on a tree don't have tumah of 3x3. Remember, to go back to our original Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar, which was at the end of Kaf Vav Amud Bet, at the bottom of Kaf Vav Amud Aleph, sorry. We now finished all of that. Now we restart back to the beginning now, right? I hope that I explained that last bit, my voice lost out. I don't know if I explained it, but anyhow, I hope I did. So he said like this, Amar Abaye, Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar, Subchus say the same thing, right? Rashi tries to help us out here, how they say the same thing. I want you to try and say clear, but look at this, it's like this. Rabbi Shimon Lazar and Sumchus Omer Dabar Echad. Look at Rashi. What does it mean, Omer Dabar Echad? This is where we come to now, the issue of the spinning, which we spoke about at the beginning of this year, the spinning and the woof and the warp and the whole story. He says, Amru Dabar Echad. The Davar Hamitamei Benegaim, that whatever can be have, Tuma of Nega, Ein Mesachachin, you can't use for Schach. Even though there's no tumat maga, even though it's a lower level of tumah, that even if you touch it, it won't become tamay. That was the very beginning we had there. If you look at that Rashi there, at the very beginning of Kaf Amud Aleph, Rashi said over there, "Musachachin bo suka hoil the ainu makabel tumah, the ainu musachin medavar makabel tumah." You can't use something which comes tumah for schach. This doesn't makabel schuma. Can the yalfina later on? It says, "Chutz mipishtan." Other than pishtan, the yalfina nakama. We learn later on the ikre eitz umekabel tumat negaim, and it is makabel tumat negaim. Right, pishtan is mekamel tumat negaim, and here he says, "Davar mitame benegaim ein mesachachin." So pishtan, which is mekabel tumat negaim, you can't use. All other things don't mekabel negaim, and you can use. Right, afagav davar mitame betumat maga. So negaim is not maga. Maga is touching. Negaim is with the tzaraat. Okay, so it's a lower level of tumah, but not doesn't get all the things. It's still asur from Schach. And Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar and Sumchus say the same thing. So Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar had Amram. We know what Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar said. We saw it on Daf Kavev Vav. Where did Sumchus say the same thing? The Gemara says, and Sumchus, the Tanya Sumchus Omer, Sumchus is like a Sichacha bitvi psula. If you use a something which has been spun, Tvi means it's been spun. That's why we said it's already pasul. Why? Because it's already Gemar Belacha. It's already been done. And if it's Mekabel Tumah. That will be mekabel tumah from negaim as opposed to the things grown on the trees. Right? Kama'an. And who's this like? Says Rashi. Look at Rashi there. I'm looking at Rashi there. It's 5 lines above the wide lines. Hoyul mitamah benegaim dichtiv o bishtio be'erev. Just the shtio, as if he's spying. V'adinami lechul le'olin, right? All the bundles of pishtan. Mishi yitlablu, once they become whitened. V'ha'i denaka tvi, why are we using dafka span, says Rashi? La'ashvi'inan, the tvi tavui metami miyad. Immediately, Right? The tvatohu gmar balachto, velo bai she yeshale. Yeshale means it's still in the bucket that we were boiling the stuff in. You have to bring it out. Leshalot is like to schlep fish out of the water, right? The same lashon. You don't have to even take it out the bucket. While it's in the bucket still, once the gemar melacha is done, it's been spun, you haven't yet even finished the dyeing process, it's already mekabel tuma. That is what Tzumchus is saying. And the Gemara says, come on, who's Tzumchus saying it like? Where do we see that Tzumchus said? Look, Rashi says, come on, Amra Tzumchus la. Tzumchus, who does Tzumchus say? Says, hak, the tan shtei Rebbe Eir Metamim v'negai miyad Rebbe Meir. It's like Rebbe Meir, says Rashi. Amra Metamim miyad shenitve. As soon as it becomes spun, it's Metamim. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, hashti miyashaleh miyad Rebbe Meir. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it doesn't become immediately. The shti is only miyashaleh yeshaleh. Only if you, when you slip it out the bucket, v'ha erev, and the other side is miyad, v'ha onim apishtan, mishe yitlabnu, only when they become whitened. So Tzumchus seems like Rabbi Meir, says that it comes immediately, and whitened immediately because it's b'kabel tuma, of tumat nagaim, and therefore he's like Rabbi Shmuel Elazar, who says that you can use the stuff other than pishtan, because those things don't b'kabel tuma from nagaim, pishtan does not b'kabel tuma, therefore Tzumchus and Rabbi Shmuel Elazar are the same. We end off with the sugya on the Mishnah. Now, let's just look at tomorrow's daf quickly. How long is tomorrow's daf? No, we better finish off over here. I would like to stop. Let's just read the Mishnah. We'll carry on the Gemara tomorrow. What does you can't use anything that grows in a tree to light candles. Talking about Shabbos, here Rashi says, Amid licking ball, la sot petila, mi cannabis, ube cannabis, mitzemer, right, to light other than pishtan, the kola yotze min ha'etz, and whatever comes off the tree, Ainu metame tumat oalim ele pishtan. Only pishtan is what is metame. You know what? Let's quickly do the last two gemaras here. Minad le pishtan he creates. How did the pishtan is called the tree? Because pishtan's flex, not really a tree. The Gemara says Amar Mazut, Amar Kala. The pasuk says Vehi heletam hagaga vetit menam bepishtei haetz. We got a pasuk that calls eitz pishtan. So pishtan is called an eitz. The Gemara says Vayotzem in eitz ele metame tumat oalim ele pishtan. Where do we know that from? Minalan that only flex is the only thing that grows. There's mekabel tuma. But is mahil, which causes an ohel. If you've got something built out of flax inside a house, that will be a mahil on its own, and anything inside it will become a tumah if there's a dead body there, whatever. I'm Rabbi Lazar, gamar ohel in Mishkan. We're going to examine from Mishkan. Now Mishkan, the Mishkan was made with tzem and with flax. Look at Rashi. The only thing that grew on the ground that was in the Mishkan was pishtan. K'dichtiv eser yot shesh moshzar. You spun there the layers on the roof. The covering of the Mishkan was made from flax as well. And we've got a limud there of Adam and Ohel, Adam Kiamut, right about dying in a house with the tefillah oil. And they covered the Ohel of the Mishkan. We see Ohel, so Ohel for dead body, oil for Mishkan. It's made of flax of the Mishkan. Karu Ohel, and we see the word Ohel. Afkan Shel Pishtan, Karu Ohel. Ohel would apply here as well.